Welcome to Real Estate Radio, hosted by the real estate therapist, Larry Shackman, a top producing real estate broker, author, CEO, and founder of TrustedAgentUSA.com, the ultimate real estate matchmaker, connecting you with top performing agents for 2% commission. Each week, we bring you exclusive interviews with industry experts, covering everything from staging to negotiation strategies to home inspection issues and everything in between. Whether you're selling your home, a first-time home buyer, or a seasoned investor, we've got you covered. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality in this fast-moving and ever-changing real estate market.
This program is funded in whole or in part by Trusted Agent USA. Illinois license number 475-145-795.
Now, here's Larry.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And we are happy to have you with us. You are listening to the Real Estate Radio Show. My name is Larry Shackman, and I'm going to be your host and real estate therapist for about the next hour. We have a lot going on this morning, a special guest, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. Remember, if you guys want to give us a call, you have any questions, you have something you want to talk about regarding what's going on in your real estate life, give us a call and we will gladly answer those questions and have a conversation. You can give us a call at 773-763-9278. And again, my name is Larry Shackman. I head up a group of realtors at Lux Group over at LPT Realty with my friend and partner, Michael Lafito, who's going to be joining us in a little bit here to talk about the luxury market and what is going on in the luxury market right now, not only in Chicago Metro, but also around the country. Michael does a lot of traveling, a lot of coaching with a lot of other agents that want to get into the luxury niche. So we're going to have some great conversation coming up here shortly. Remember, if you need any help buying, selling, or investing, give us a call at 630-921-0611. And that is enough of the shameless promotion today. We're going to dive into the show and see what's up. I think, you know, we may need some therapy with everything going on in the real estate market right now. There's really just a lot of changes coming up. We'll talk about that a little bit with Michael, along with some of the things going on in the luxury market. I know he has some great houses on the market right now that are open houses this weekend. I know there's one in Geneva and there is one in Oak Brook, and both of these houses are just spectacular. The one in Geneva has a golf room with a curved screen that when you're playing down there, actually it's on the first floor of the home. When you're playing in that golf room, you swear you're at Butler or on, you know, in Palm Springs playing on a golf course somewhere. It's just amazing. So we'll talk to Michael about that. And so last week, what did we talk about last week? We didn't have a guest last week, but we talked about some things that, you know, we're going to touch on a little bit today in terms of all the changes coming up August 17th. And there's actually two changes primarily coming up. And I'm not sure those are going to really change a lot for the average buyer or seller out there. We'll talk a little bit about that, but we'll see. You know, it's hard to predict, but things are definitely changing in the real estate market, how buyers buy homes, and just the process and how those commissions are paid. Probably gonna kind of remain the same in most cases, but there is an opportunity to see some significant change here, you know, depending on the transaction and depending on how the seller wants to position their home on the market in terms of, do you want to offer a co-op commission? Do you not want to offer a co-op commission? If you do offer a co-op commission, you know, that gives a lot of incentive for realtors and their clients to come by and look at your home. They know that the commission is wrapped up in the sale price. However, if you're not offering a co-op commission or a buyer's brokerage commission, then that buyer, on top of whatever they're paying you for that house, is also going to have to come up with that commission. So for instance, on a $500,000 home, at 2.5%, which has typically been, you know, right around what you'd see the co-op commission in Chicago being paid to a buyer's brokerage, typically by the seller for decades and decades and decades. But if the buyer now has to come up with that additionally, in addition to the price of the home, that's another $12,500 that they're going to have to come up with. And a lot of buyers, honestly, they buy right at the top of their spending limit, and they won't have that $12,500. So, you know, these are all things that sellers are going to have to think about, buyers are going to have to deal with. And like I said, at the end of the day, I'm not sure it's going to have a huge difference, because I think sellers are going to continue to offer co-op commissions to buyer brokerages. You just can't, you can't advertise that on the MLS. And the other change is going to be buyers have to have an agreement with their realtor before they get in the car and start looking at homes. They have to know exactly the services that agent is going to be providing. They also have to know exactly what they'll be paying for that commission. So, and I think on some levels, this is all a great thing for buyers and sellers. It's about being able, if you're a realtor, to articulate your services and articulate your value, and be able to communicate that with your buyer clients. So that is going to be real important. So that's what we talked about last week. We also talked about investing in multifamily homes. And that was interesting. We looked back a little bit at a previous show with Randy Langendurfer at InvestArk, and talked a little bit about investing in multifamily homes, which can be very, very lucrative if you do it right and you purchase by the numbers. Remember, you make money when you buy an investment. That's when you make your money. You make money when you buy a home. That's when you make your money. So you got to be careful. You got to do your, you know, run your numbers, do your homework, and stick with your numbers. So it was a great show last week. Even without a guest, we covered a lot of great territory. This week, as we do every second Saturday of the month, it is time for Selling Luxury. And that's with, of course, luxury agent Michael Lafito, my partner over at Lux Group, LPT Realty. And Michael's been a top luxury agent in Chicago Metro and a top luxury coach for other agents around the country. So Michael's going to be able to give us some insight, not only on what's going on in Chicago Metro in terms of the luxury market, but also what's going on a macro level around the country. So we're also going to take a look, as I mentioned earlier, at a couple of listings that he has on the market that are going to be open for you guys to go take a look at today. So that's going to be exciting too. Little bit of house cleaning before we hit some headlines and bring Michael on. First of all, I want to thank Devin on the board. Devin, thank you for being on the board here and taking the hundreds of phone calls we get every Saturday. Excuse me. remember, guys, real estate's a full contact sport. Give us a call, 773-763-9278. We're also streaming live on Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Larry Shackman. So go check us out there. Watch us live. Remember, you can follow us wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. And that's a good way to keep in touch with us, too. Keep in mind, we have our influencers panel the end of the month, the last month of Saturday, where we bring some influencers in the real estate industry on to discuss what's going on and how it's going to impact buyers, sellers, agents, and everybody within that real estate sphere, if you will. What's our question of the day? Our question of the day is, you know, everything in real estate is kind of connected to the general economy. So our question of the day is, are you seeing any indications of prices dropping when you're out there shopping? Are you seeing any indications of that at all? Give us a call. Let us know. 773-763-9278. I am going to bring Michael on now because we're going to go over some headlines and then jump into what's going on in.
What's up? Good morning.
Oh, how are you?
Good. Hey, real quick, you were talking about how the commissions are changing coming up. I have this really high-tech visual I created.
And, yeah.
And so, Larry, as you recall in the past, or even currently for another week or 6 days, sellers, they pay the listing broker. And if there's another agent involved, that listing broker pays the buyer's broker. And how it's going to change, really simple, is sellers will still pay the listing broker. And they have the option, of course, to pay the buyer's broker directly. So no longer will the listing broker pay the buyer's broker out of their commission, and no longer will whatever they're paying, will it be disclosed in the multiple listing service. So just a small tweak, nothing major. Again, sellers, commissions have always been negotiable. Sellers still can negotiate. But again, sellers will pay now just the listing agent. I should say sellers will pay the listing agent, and then the listing agent will no longer pay the buyer's agent. So again, just a small little tweak. At the end of the day, you talked about value add, and it's not just about articulating your value. It's about showing your value. Results matter. Not all painters are the same. Not all financial advisors are the same. Not all real estate agents are the same. And you're going to see a thinning of the herd, because there's a lot of part-time agents out there, male, female, you know, whatever. And that's what Larry, you and I and others on our team, and we're full-time, and that's the difference. So I just wanted to point that out to you. And then luxury, we're going to talk luxury today. So all things luxury, luxury market is still fairly strong. As you mentioned, we have a couple open houses this weekend. We have one today at an amazing property in Oak Brook, Illinois. It's going to be from 10 to noon, 3102 White Oak, currently listed at, call it $4.3 million. And from 1:30 to 3:30 in Geneva, Illinois, there's a home at 921 South Batavia that we're doing an open house today. That's currently listed at $2.5 million. And tomorrow, for the first time ever, we're hosting an open house at one of the most amazing homes I've been in, at 940 South Meadows in Geneva. It's listed at $3.5 million. And I've been in $90 million properties in other states. Literally, this has some of the best features, amazing golf simulator, curved golf simulator, the backyard and the pool and the water slide, and the landscape lighting is spectacular, but it's got the best walk-in closet I've ever been. It looks like a Ritz-Carlton, absolutely stunning. So that is tomorrow. We're gonna be showing an open house. We're having an open house from 1:30 to 3:30 tomorrow. So wanted to make sure I shared that with the audience as well. So while we wait for Larry to get on here, if you guys have any questions, luxury real estate related, please jump on. So Larry, I just want to make sure I covered that to start.
Hey, Mike. I took myself off the screen just so you could show that that high tech graphic that you did.
Yes.
But no,
this looks like a fifth grader's cliff artwork.
That's okay.
Here. But that's my penmanship right there. Again, sellers now are going to be paying the listing broker, and sellers have three options. They could decide not to pay the buyer's broker. They could disclose and be proactive and say, hey, we are going to pay a buyer's broker and we're going to pay them X percent or X amount of dollars. Or they can say, yeah, I'll pay a buyer's broker, but let's not disclose it. Let's just see what the offers are, and then we'll do a case by case scenario.
Exactly. So that's what I was going to point out, that, you know, sellers can still, like they always have, pay that buyer's brokerage. It just can't be advertised in the MLS.
Correct.
And I think that's what's going to take place in most cases. We're still seeing that now. I would say 98% of the listings on the MLS here in Chicago Metro, sellers are still offering that co-op commission. I personally don't think that's going to change a lot, and we'll just have to see how it all plays out. We'll get into it a little more down the road here. Michael briefly mentioned some of these open houses, and we're going to get into those a little deeper too, because I want to discuss some of the just some of the footprint of each of those houses, because they're really, really amazing. I wanted to bring you on to go over some of these headlines, because there's some interesting stuff going on out there in the real estate world, if you will.
Yes.
So we'll do these headlines and then we'll take a short break. But, you know, Mike, based on current trends, I'm going to stick with my previous statement in terms of the Fed rate. I think the Fed rate's going to go down by at least half a point in September, and probably down by possibly a full point in December, but definitely another half point. So I think before the end of the year, the Fed rate is going to go down by probably at least a full point. And one of the reasons I say that is because the job market is still very soft right now. Not a lot of hiring, not a lot of firing. Unemployment is at 4.3% right now. So that has ticked up. And we only added about 114,000 jobs in July. So because of all that and the outlook when it comes to inflation is really, you know, starting to look a little better. We're at about, they're expecting at the end of the year for us to be, in terms of the CPI, they're expecting inflation to be at about 2.9% annual inflation rate at the end of the year, which is about 0.9% above where we want to be in terms of our target. I think when you put all these things together, I think we're looking at two. I'm not going to call them significant, but I will call them, they're things we're going to pay attention to in terms of the Fed cut. That doesn't mean interest rates are going to drop precipitously on mortgages, because the Fed cut doesn't necessarily relate to long-term interest rates. What do you think about that? Do you think we're going to see a Fed rate cut, and is it going to affect things?
You know, nobody knows, but typically, like you said, when indications for employment and inflation aren't favorable, part of the way they want to keep the economy strong is they typically lower, you know, the rates a little bit. So I'm hoping that's the case, right? I mean, right now you have some pent up demand of maybe sellers that would consider selling, but they don't know where they're going to go next because home prices are going up. You and I we had a closing yesterday. I mean, it's a perfect example. In that story, went above asking price in Wheaton, Illinois Ranch. Mm-hmm. And they got above asking price, but they're relocating, right? Life is what drives real estate.
Absolutely.
Let's remind our listeners, somebody's getting married. In this case, somebody's getting divorced. Somebody's taking a relocation job. Somebody is, I call it right-sizing, right? Some people say upsizing, downsizing. I call it right-sizing, finding a house that's the right fit for them. And that's what drives real estate. It's not Biden. It's not Trump. It's not interest rates. Now, those can create momentum or a headwind. In other words, slow things down or speed things up. But ultimately, sometimes we overcomplicate things. Life is what drives real estate. So if you're listening right now and you're on the fence of, hey, do I continue to rent or do I buy? Like, home prices go up. Over the last 3 years, home prices have gone up significantly. So you might be, you know, have lost out on 20, 50, who knows, dollars in appreciation. In other words, you buy something for $300 3 years ago, it's worth $390 today. That's $90,000 of equity that you don't have. So you could always refinance.
Yes.
You could always refinance.
Listen, it's always better to pay off your own mortgage than it is to pay off somebody else's mortgage. And yeah. I know that's an old cliche, but the bottom line is it holds true. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah, no, it really does.
Michael, you're going to find this interesting. So home sellers in July slashed prices at the fastest rate in over 2 years. 18.9% of home sellers in July cut their prices as compared to last July, where 3.4% cut their prices. So we are looking at a completely different market in those terms. What do you think is the reason for that?
Well, great question. I mean, we're in an election year, right? And there's a lot of unknowns with candidacy. And well, now we know who the candidates are going to be, but there's some unknowns. Always there's unknowns with election year. Some people think one candidate might be stronger for real estate or the economy than others. So a lot of times people pause right about now, the last 6 months before the election. And then right after the election, whether they like the candidate that was voted in or not, they at least have clarity who it is. So that's common at this point of, an election cycle, so to speak. So I think that's part of it. 3% versus 18% price reductions. The other part of it is many times people say, all right, listen, this is our last shot to get the home sold before the school year starts. Unless somebody's buying within the school district, kids aren't involved, it's not a big deal. But if kids are involved, then they don't want to buy a home in September and move somebody to another school district. So that naturally things slow up typically in July and August, unless they're moving inner school district.
Yeah. What do you think about, in terms of why so many more people are cutting the price or slashing the price on their home right now as opposed to last year? Do you think that has anything to do with inventory spiking a little bit here? Listings are up 30% nationwide. We know that real estate is all local. It changes from suburb to suburb and subdivision to subdivision and neighborhood to neighborhood if you're in the city. But overall, inventory is definitely inching up in most places.
Yeah.
And I think that might have something to do with it too. Buyers have more choices now. They just have more of an opportunity.
I think that's a big part of it, Larry. I think the other aspect of it is you have sellers that weren't realistic, right? Home prices kept going up and up and up. And, I just sold a home 2 weeks ago for $62,000 above asking price in Wheaton on Brighton Drive. And you're listed at $925,000. And pre-pandemic, that home was a $700,000 home all day. And so even at $925,000, I lived in this area. I'm like, wow, I can't believe this. And it sold for $987,000. My wife, who lives in, has lived in the area forever, she goes, I cannot believe that's $1 million home. Now that home sold for like significantly more than our house. Our house is much bigger, better yard, all this. We're just dumbfounded by the prices. So I think you have some sellers that are pricing unrealistically, and they're having I like to call it the come to Jesus moment, where like, okay, let's be real here. And so they have to adjust the price. They tested it out. And ultimately, as you know, the market dictates price. So if you're not getting showings, the feedback's negative, crickets, so to speak, and the competition who's priced more aggressively sells, guess what? They're now the comp. So using that 925 home as an example, if there's a similar price, similar sized home, similar amenities, similar updates, and they're priced at 825 and they sell for 830 and we're at 925, guess what? That's a comp. We might, buyers and agents and appraisers might say, hey, that one just sold for 830 and it offered the same things as yours. And the longer a home sits on the market, Larry, buyers and agents think something's wrong. If it wasn't good enough for others, what's wrong with it? And then they're hesitant and they come in with low offers, or they don't even go to look at it.
Or they don't go look at it. Exactly. And the seller gets frustrated. So let me ask you this. I mean, we've talked about these kind of things often, but what do you do when you have a seller that's not realistic, that is you know they're about to price their home above what they probably should. And we know what happens when a seller does that. How do you approach a seller that is doing that and hopefully get them to take a second look at that?
The data doesn't lie, right? So if I was sitting down with you and I had all the data to, again, it doesn't matter what I think or you think, the data is the data. You got to, you know, you got to stick to the numbers, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't have the comps to support our price. But perhaps Mr. Seller, you know of an off-market property that have sold that I don't have access to, and that might support your price. But all the data that I have access to is suggesting blank. So whatever that price is, right? So yeah. Data driven. As an agent, you want to be data driven. Get the emotions out of it. I love my home. My home's special. Everybody comes to my house, compliments. Of course, how many times have you hosted and I hosted where people pick your home apart? It doesn't happen. So get the emotion out of it and focus on the data. You, as an agent, you want to be data driven. Now, I will say we've sold record sales just 3 weeks ago, Cantini Drive in Winfield, the highest sale ever in the town of Winfield. I had the previous high ever, and that home had a pool and everything else much larger. The data did not support the price. So a good marketer understands, a good agent understands the market locally as well, even if the data doesn't support it. So there's kind of a fine balance. You want to be data driven, but as a seller, you want to work with an agent that gets it, has the pulse of the market. So I look to identify, are there any gaps in the market? Do I know that there's some demand for this kind of property? And if so, then even if the data doesn't support it, I'll price it high. That's how we've broken a lot of sales, a lot of records, because of having that intuitive experience. Experience matters, Larry.
You have to know your market. You have to know the market dynamics of the local market you're working in. And here's the thing, and this is what I always do with sellers, that no matter what data I show them, no matter what I suggest to them, they still want to put it on for more than they probably should, then I think what you want to do then is at least set an expectation for what we're going to do in the future. And that is, look, if we don't get any offers in 30 days, if we're not getting any kind of action on the property in 30 days, we should probably sit down and let's have a conversation about, you know, what do we want to adjust the price here? And the reason you want to kind of stay away from that, folks, is because, you know, buyers have a perception in their head about your property. When they see a property's price start going down, 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 and readjusting and readjusting, and they see it sitting on the market, the buyer starts talking to themselves and the little voices in their head, and they start saying things like, what's wrong with this house? I was out with buyers yesterday and the house was on the market for 28 days. They're like, why, you know, I wonder why this property hasn't sold. And so buyers start talking to themselves. So you really, when you price your home, the best way to price your home is to get as many eyes on it as possible right from the get-go. And the way to do that is either price it right at market value or just slightly under market value, and you will get a ton of buyers looking at your property and hopefully, possibly generate multiple offers, which is always going to drive the price up. So I think those are some good, you know, good advice from you, Michael.
Yeah, managing expectations is huge, like you said. So touch base. I tell sellers all the time, listen, we're going to have an ongoing discussion on price. Now, some real estate agents play the oldest, dirtiest trick in the book. They tell you what you want to hear to buy the listing. Right now, I'm interviewing to be the marketing agent, the listing agent for a very unique property in Kane County. I can't disclose details of it because it'll give it away, but I'm up against three different other agents. I told the sellers, hire the agent you feel most comfortable with, you trust, has a proven marketing plan, has a huge network, but don't hire the agent that gives you the price you want to hear. If you like me and I like you, but maybe somebody else gives you a more attractive price, let's sit down and talk through it. But then once you hire me as your agent, we're going to have a discussion about price, like you said, every 30 days or so, because the market communicates, the market talks. And so there might be a new listing that comes on. There might be a new closing mm-hmm. that affects your price. And so we have to always keep an eye on the competition, what's come on the market, what's sold. And then we got to hear feedback, and feedback directly yes. is you're overpriced. Feedback indirectly is crickets, no showings, no inquiries, nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to really pay attention to all of that stuff. And guys, here's what I can tell you, and that is price is king when you're pricing your home. Honestly, it doesn't really matter what condition your home is in if you price it right. I've literally sold $11,000 teardowns with no windows in them, foreclosures in Joliet that had a $10,000 lien on it. I had to pay off before we were able to sell it. And then I've sold, $2.1 million homes in the city. Right. But it does, as long as you price it right and it matches what's going on in the market and your home and the condition of your home, you're going to get a ton of action on your home. Super, super important to do that. Michael, check this out. So homeowners right now are sitting on record levels of untapped equity that gives them a little more financial flexibility just because prices have gone up so much. But they're also sitting on soaring mortgage debt. So those two things are kind of butting up against one another. You know, Americans right now currently hold record mortgage debt, but robust appreciation has really kept that whole market leverage low because prices keep going up. So, right. And, you know, in addition to that, because of prices going up, me, you, everybody else that owns a home, which is the value of owning a home, their financial position changes when their price continues to go up, and it gives them more financial flexibility, when just maneuvering their finances and stuff, because yeah. now they have more money to play with if they need it.
Yeah, you got to be smart. Homeowners out there with equity, be smart. You and I have seen this 15 years ago. People pulled equity out. They did whatever they want because home prices, they had a lot of equity. And then guess what? Home prices stabilized or went down. And then they owed more than what they than their house is worth. And so many people had short sales, foreclosures, et cetera.
Yeah, home prices reached record highs in June. And the reason for that, and continuing the reason that continues, is because, again, inventory not great, creeping up, but still not where we'd like it. Demand is still pretty high in a lot of areas, as me and you experience right. every time we put a property on the market, right? Mm-hmm. The demand is still there out there in terms of buyers, but just in terms of, it's kind of challenging while prices are going way up, but sales are still kind of slumping because of lack of inventory. Yes, and that just makes it hard to balance that whole affordability versus current market dynamics, those whole things, they all start butting up against one another, just like numbers always do, right?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Hey, let's talk about mortgage rates real quick. We're going to take a quick break then, and then we're going to come back and talk. I want to talk about two properties specifically that you have open houses on this week, yep. this weekend. And that is the one in Geneva, the one in Oak Brook, both outstanding properties. Before we do that, the 30-year fixed rate dropped 27 basis points last week, which brought the interest rate down to about 6.5%. That's the lowest it's been in a year. So that gives, some buyers out there a little bit more hope, I think, when they're thinking about getting into the market. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. That does help. Again, consumer confidence, you can't undervalue the consumer confidence and what that does to give people, peace of mind, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And consumer confidence is pretty good right now. It's not robust, but, you know, there's still some lingering concern about inflation. There's still lingering concern about prices aren't coming down far enough, fast enough. I think that has more to do with some other things than inflation. But consumer confidence is okay right now, but not, you know, through the roof or anything. FHA and VA rates are right around 6.1%, and a 15-year rate is about 5.91%. So rates have been stable or coming down a little bit. We are going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Michael and talk about these two amazing properties in Geneva and Wheaton.
Tune in to Real Estate Radio Saturdays at 9 a.m.
Hey, Larry, I'm going to go on my car, okay?
Real estate broker, author, CEO, and founder of TrustedAgentUSA.com. Top performing agents for 2% commission, saving you thousands when you sell, buy, or invest. Real Estate Radio, the ultimate real estate radio experience. Get insider tips from experts throughout the real estate industry. Streaming live on Facebook at WCPT 820. Trusted Agent USA, Illinois, license number 475-145-795. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio, sponsored in part by TrustedAgentUSA.com, the ultimate real estate matchmaker, saving you thousands. Now back to Larry, the real estate therapist.
All right, everybody, we are back. We are happy to have you with us. You are listening to the Real Estate Radio Show on this fine Saturday morning. I hope you guys are all set up for a great weekend. Thanks again to Devin being on the board here. And we are going to be joined once again shortly here by Michael. He's just hopping in his car because I know he has to get somewhere for a video shoot on a property that I think one of the properties that are there's an open house at today. So Michael, jump back on with us shortly. We're going to talk about the property, not in Wheaton, but in Oak Brook. And then there's another at 3102, I think White Oak in Oak Brook. There's an open house going on today. And then there's another one in Geneva. And these are just both just fabulous luxury listings. I mean, just tens of thousands of square feet. I think the one in Oak Brook, I believe, is a little over 12,000 square feet. And I'm not sure what the one is in Geneva, but Michael, help us out and let us know what that is. So we were talking about rates. Yeah, rates have absolutely been stable or going down over the past several weeks. You know, they fluctuate. They remain where they are. They might inch up a little bit, but for the most part, they've been stable or coming down a little bit. Hence, where we're at right now at about 6.5% for a 30-year fixed, 6.1% for around that for FHA, VA, and an average rate for a 15-year fix is around 5.91%. So rates are good. If you're thinking about getting in the market, if you're thinking about, pulling that trigger and buying your first home or buying that move up home, now might be a good time to do that. Like we always say, the market's active. We always have a lot going on here. I have a great townhome in Evanston that's on the market right now for $489,900. It's a three-story townhome, three bedrooms, 2.2 baths. It's on the market, $489,900, and it's move-in ready. So if you're looking to move to Evanston, check it out because it might be the right property for you. I see Michael getting online now in his car. We're going to bring him back on and we are going to talk about, okay, Michael's picture's coming on a little bit there. Okay, there we go. So we are going to be talking about a couple of the properties that Michael has on the market right now. Michael, let's first talk about the property at 3102 White Oak in Oak Brook, which is sitting on 3 acres in the middle of Oak Brook. Let's talk about that a little bit. Can you hear me, Mike? All right. I think Michael's having a little bit of technical difficulty right now, but the property in Oak Brook at 3102 White Oak in Oak Brook, I'm going to bring that up on my screen here in a second so I can tell you guys about it. But like I said, it sits on 3 acres in Oak Brook, and which is amazing to have 3 acres right in the middle of Oak Brook. And by the way, Oak Brook has the lowest real estate taxes in the state of Illinois. They have the lowest real estate taxes. So that's another good reason to buy in Oak Brook. But this is a fabulous property. So I'm bringing it up here now. It's 3102 White Oak. It's about, I think it's about 12,000 square feet of just stunning luxury living throughout, from the basement to, you know, it's just amazing. The backyard is, hang on, I'm bringing it up now. The backyard has an in-ground pool. It has literally a whole separate, like, back lot that you could literally build another small property on if you wanted, with access. So it's really cool. So this property here in at 3102 White Oak Lane in Oak Brook, and my computer's running a little bit slow, but it's coming here. Okay, so 3102 Oak Brook is that's right by 31st Street and Myers, and 3102 Oak Brook, we are looking at, it's 5 bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 13 rooms total. Now, the total square footage is 11,774, so just under 12,000 square feet. It's on the market for $4,295,000, and it's just an outstanding home. I mean, if you entertain a lot, if you have either friends, family, or business associates over a lot, you entertain on the holidays a lot, this property is right in your wheelhouse. It's as simple as that. I mean, the bedrooms are huge. And the layout of the property is just amazing. It's so warm, so welcoming. And it's, you know, like I said, the other upside about buying in Oak Brook is Oak Brook has the lowest real estate taxes in the state. So, I mean, that you might be surprised to hear that, but that is a fact. Oak Brook has the lowest real estate taxes in the state. Now, this property, let's see, this property has been on the market for a couple months, which isn't unusual for a property in this price range. You know, the buyer pool in properties 3-4 million plus, it's a smaller buyer pool. And that's to be expected. There aren't as many people buying $4 and $5 million homes as are buying $600,000 to $1 million homes, or even $450,000 to $750,000 homes. So that's to be expected. This is in a great school district, elementary 58, high school 99. And like I said, 11,774 square feet of just pure luxury living. And if you're looking to move to Oak Brook, or you're looking for your own little retreat, in-ground pool in the backyard, just tons of room to roam. I know this seller has had parties where he's had up to like 160 people at the house with no problem at all, being able to congregate in the backyard, in the living room, wherever, but no problem at all. Hey, we're going to take a 30-second break. We're going to be right back and talk about this other property in Geneva, which I think is going to blow you away.
Estate Radio, Saturdays at 9 a.m., hosted by the real estate therapist, Larry Shackman, a top-producing real estate broker, author, CEO, and founder of TrustedAgentUSA.com. Top-performing agents for 2% commission, saving you thousands when you sell, buy, or invest. Real Estate Radio, the ultimate real estate radio experience. Get insider tips from experts throughout the real estate industry. Streaming live on Facebook at WCPT 820. Trusted Agent USA, Illinois, license number 475-145-795. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio, sponsored in part by TrustedAgentUSA.com, the ultimate real estate matchmaker, saving you thousands. Now back to Larry, the real estate therapist.
All right, we are back, and we are happy to have you joining us on the Real Estate Radio Show this Saturday, the 10th of August, I believe. And we're happy to have you here. So we're going to get into this home in Geneva in a little bit, because this is an amazing property. I just wanted to mention that our headlines and the show is sponsored by TrustedAgentUSA.com. TrustedAgentUSA.com. Get a cash offer. Get the real market value of your home. Or I'll tell you what, if you want to list your home for sale by owner, if you have the stomach to go it alone and you want to skip the commission altogether, go to TrustedAgentUSA.com. They give you an entire platform to do that on and all the tools you need, and also the ability to list your home in a more conventional manner. So check out TrustedAgentUSA.com, sell, buy, or invest. And so Michael had a little bit of technical difficulty before we wrap it up for the day. I want to just give you guys a little insight into this home in Geneva that we're also having an open house on. Now, if you want to find out more about that home, you can call me directly at 630-921-0611. If you need any help with any of your real estate needs, whether you're buying, selling, or investing, give me a call, 630-921-0611. I've been a broker for 24 years. I'm a title agent, and we have a great team of realtors behind us. And of course, if you're selling a luxury property, we are the team to go to. That's our wheelhouse, and we're going to be able to help you with that. It's a little different selling luxury properties than it is others. It's a different timeline, typically, in terms of marketing. It's a different type of marketing. So we'd love to help you regardless of what you're doing, what type of house you're selling. We're going to be able to help you do that. Between the two of us, Michael and I have over 50 years of, real estate experience. I'm dating myself, but oh well. So give us a call, 630-921-0611. So this house in Geneva is amazing. And one of the things I want to really talk about with this house is there's a golf simulation room. You know, a lot of times in houses, you'll find the golf simulation room in the basement, or maybe in a finished attic with a high ceiling or something. This golf simulator, this room, golf simulation room, is actually on the first floor of this property. So it's right there in the main living floor. And one of the amazing features about this property, about this room on this property, is this golf simulator room is like, it's like being at a golf club. I mean, first of all, the screen, the simulator itself is a curved, very high definition screen. You literally feel like you are on the course. It's just an outstanding experience being in that room. But also, there's a little bar area set up. It's like literally being at the club. So it's one of the things about selling a luxury home is they all have, you know, a certain amount of wow factors, right? At this home, this room is a total wow factor. And, you know, check it out. Geneva this weekend, open house. If you want more information, give me a call, 630-921-0611. And what I was going to say about wow factors is when you sell a home, you should pinpoint a couple of wow factors that you want to display for buyers when they walk in the door. It might be an accent wall that you do in shiplap. It might be, you know, the new fixtures you put all over the house. It might be any number of things. Like in this home, for instance, in Geneva, high-end home, you know, several million dollars. It's the golf simulator room. So it really is just a matter of what the price point is of the home and what you want to do just to make it more memorable to buyers that walk through your door. And remember, when you're selling a home, you want to differentiate that home from the other homes on the market in that price range that buyers are also going to see. So guys, I hope you have enjoyed this show. Michael had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we got in to a lot of what we wanted to talk about with 3102 White Oak and the property in Geneva. We got a great show coming up next week. Again, Devin, thanks a lot on the board. And we are going to see you next week. Have a great weekend. And this is Larry Shackman signing off for the Real Estate Radio Show. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining us on Real Estate Radio with your host, Larry Shackman, the real estate therapist and top producing broker. Now go to trustedagentusa.com and save thousands when you sell, buy, or invest. Illinois license number 4.